My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Hey,
what's up, man?
I got news for you. We ain't talking about what you think we're talking about in this segment, because
what's up, man?
I'm going on a detour. So I kind of give the notice in case I don't come back on time that I'm going to the bathroom. Now, I don't get up and leave my seat very often. Usually it's if I'm going to get something to drink or if I'm going to the bathroom. That's pretty much it. Or if I just want to,
I do almost every break.
Yeah. And I usually just sit here. So I tell him I'm going to the bathroom, and Rob knows I like to be alone. So I told him I was actually going to go take a dump in the
closet with the breastfeeding room.
It's the breastfeeding room. I told him I was going to dump in a bucket so he can't bother me. And of course, I hear him talking as he's coming down the hallway, and I'm like, here we go. He turned the lights off on me. So I was taking a crap in the dark, and which I'm like, this isn't so bad until you realize you have to look at the toilet paper. So I had to turn my phone on. I'm back there. Anybody walks in, like, what the hell's going on here? Luckily, nobody walked in. And today's the day of all days that I think I turned into a crayon. Because God bless it, I was in there forever. Unbelievable, man.
That's juvenile.
You disrespected Mike Bordick. And then you disrespected me. Joe, watch your back, bro.
No, in my defense, it's never to your back. It's never to your back.
By the way, in the
Bordick was on the phone.
Yeah. By the way, in that Greg Maddux MLB piece, like, I love hearing the stories of what these guys used to do to each other. And he tells a story about when he walks Chipper. They had private showers, and Greg Maddux walked into Chipper's shower butt naked. Like, hey, man, you had a great game. He's like talking him up, and Chipper's just looking him in the eye going, oh, thanks, man. Yeah, that was a great play at third. He said, meanwhile, he didn't realize Maddux was pissing on his leg the whole time as he was in there. And they would talk about Maddux pulled pranks on everyone, but that was part of his personality. Even the names they used on the road. So if you haven't seen it, that's fantastic. And I was telling Rob, too, the 3 untold stories, Hope Solo, Connor Stallions at Michigan, and the Steve McNair story out on Netflix. The Hope Solo story, to me, was the best one of all three. She was just amazing, man. Like, to see how good she was. Now, she had her issues, so I don't think she was Little Miss Perfect or anything, but that being said, they definitely blackballed her.
People don't understand, though. Like, number one, I've been around football players, I've been around baseball players. Baseball players, former baseball players especially, have the most over-the-top personalities in terms of there's no... In the words of Dave Chappelle, they are habitual line steppers.
Well, you got to factor in, too. You're with these guys for a long time.
Every day. Yeah. They are habitual line steppers. So when you hear us get on them, like when you hear me, you don't know the abuse that I go through with Jim Palmer and Ben McDonald. So when I got a chance to get them back, and it used to be Mike Bordick. Remember, Mike Bordick and I used to do pre- and post-game together. Mm-hmm. So when I get a chance to get them back, I'm locked and loaded. Because they are habitual line steppers. I had an episode with Al Bumbry over the other day. They're habitual line steppers. Well, 410-583-1057.
What did Al do to you? Al's a good guy.
Answer your question, yes. Must win for the Ravens. Brian in Orange Mills wants to talk about Monday Night Football. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. What's going on, man?
Before
I even talk about that Harbaugh, man, Bob, you need to go have a conversation with this dude for real, man. He said that, we didn't bring Henry here to get 30 carries. Now, what did you bring him here to be, a statue? See, yo, this dude, he's the worst, man. And you like this dude? Come on, man. I want this guy out of here.
Who likes Harbaugh?
I thought you liked Harbaugh.
Jeremy, you better fill him in.
I'm in the same boat as you guys. Like, I'm indifferent to him.
I'm not indifferent to him. Joe, who thought I like Harbaugh?
Joe likes Harbaugh.
Since when do you think I like Harbaugh?
I do like John Harbaugh. Brian, do you not listen to the show? Because Rob says that he can't stand John Harbaugh, but he respects what he does.
Okay, good. If something happened and he came up missing, and they say, hey, it's Brian.
Let's not go that far.
What do you have to say about Monday Night Football?
Hey, man. That was a great game last night. It was exciting. Watching that 30 points, I was betting my boy TJ. You know, I already got a case of beer off of him. He was like, nah, Brian, they going to get 30. I said, they're going to put up 30, bro. This team stinks. And Aaron Rodgers looked panicky out there, man. He looked scared, like he don't want to hurt. That man don't want to play football, man.
He looked like Zach Wilson. That's what he 170 yards, a pick, and a touchdown. Awesome.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Both of you shut up. He'll be fine.
You want to go on another retreat?
He's still rusty.
Go on another darkness retreat, you goofball.
Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn, 9:30 on the other side. Brian brought it up. We'll talk about it. Harbaugh's comments about Henry's usage. I'm telling you, man, he's not wrong this time. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. See, we put so much emphasis, as John Harbaugh yesterday at the practice, on Derrick Henry only getting 13 carries, Jeremy. Mm-hmm. But we don't put emphasis on the fact that Lamar should have had 16 and Justice Hill should have had one. That's the problem. My problem is not the fact that Derrick Henry had 13 carries. I would like to have more. But why is Lamar carrying the ball 16 times? That's my issue. It's week one. I want my quarterback to last. And I don't like 16 carries. So you're right. Derrick Henry didn't come here to have 30 carries a game, John Harbaugh. We get that. But my question is this. Is Lamar Jackson going to have 270 carries for the year?
I don't think so. I think this is I don't want to say a singular situation, because I think there's other games where it gets tight, you're going to see him run. But nobody else on this team is dealing with what Lamar's dealing with when it comes to the Chiefs. They've been talking about him all week, leading up to it, all offseason. Oh, he can't beat them, this and that. He's terrible in the postseason. I think he ran a lot more. He's like almost like, screw you, Joe Boo. I do it myself. Like, I think that you saw him take off and run a little bit more than you would typically see throughout this season. Now, whether that's design runs or he didn't with the read option, maybe he did what he wanted to do. But I do think you're going to see quite a bit of Derrick Henry. And the way that clip ended, too, I think there was a little bit more to it. I actually like what he said in the end about, like, it is a team game. I didn't buy into when he's going, likely, Andrew. We get all that. Don't give us all the BS coach speak. But I like the fact that he's telling you each game can be different. It doesn't have to. We haven't seen Derrick Henry in here more than one game to make a decision on whether or not he's going to get enough touches.
Jeremy, do we agree that you should be at your freshest after week one? That's your freshest, right?
Yeah.
You get weaker more banged up as the season goes along.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Garofalo of Good Morning Football explained Lamar Jackson's absence from practice yesterday.
Yep, home opener coming up on Sunday. Expect Lamar Jackson to be out there. Jackson did not practice on Monday. It was kind of a bonus practice because they have the long week as part of their preparation. So from what I understand, he's a little bit sore. He did a lot of running the other day. Most runs he's had, rushes he's had in a game in a couple of years, so a little bit sore. But the expectation is he'll be back out there when the team practices in preparation for the Raiders later this week.
You're taking off because you're sore in week one.
Well, I mean, look, he did run quite a bit.
To my point.
He took some nasty shots, too, man.
It's too early for that.
I think it's different because it's the Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm not arguing.
Like, my issue is not Derrick Henry and his 13 carries. Again, would have loved to have seen him carry 15 to 20 times. My issue is you've got Justice Hill back there. Why does he have one carry? If you don't trust him, why is he back there?
The issue I have more than that is if you're only going to give Justice Hill one carry and he's going to be in the game for 40-some plays, Are 39 of them pass plays? Like, you know, you're going to look at him in the backfield and go, they ain't running this. They're going to throw it. And you become very predictable. Now, again, this is just one game. It's too small of a sample size to judge off of it. But I think Derrick Henry is going to get used more throughout the season. I think they did the same thing they did in the AFC Championship and almost forgot about him in a one-score game. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and argue about a game on the road against the defending champs. And a team that you've had a lot of close games with, but you've come up short in most of them.
And folks, before you get all bent out of shape about the whole comment about 30 carries, he played 8 years in the National Football League before he got here. He only had 30 carries or more in a game 9 times.
Yeah.
So he's not going to have 30 carries. Don't.
And as you pointed out, 4 of those were in December and January.
Yes, yes. He averaged 16 carries a game last year, and he led the league in carries. Let's go to Wayne and Dundalk. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, Rob, how you doing, Jeremy? You and Jeremy?
Good.
Yeah, well, good morning.
Well.
Hey, man, if you can give me a second, Rob, I was at the game Sunday. I'd like to make a comment about Derrick Henry, but I'd like to say something to you, man.
Uh-huh.
My mother passed away when I was 27 years old. She was 49 of ovarian cancer, man. And
I'm
to
sorry.
See you out there on that field with your mom, man, it kind of gets me choked up now, man, because I felt the happiness for you that I didn't get to do, man. And my girlfriend, you know, she's a teacher. And I was telling her about, you know, the day that your son was asking you, can you handle the trash? I guess he was going to wear or whatever. And, you know, I just want to commend you, man, for who you are as a person. But that all didn't start Saturday, man. That started way back when you're doing your girls' softball and the college radio and just everything that you've gotten to this point, you deserve it. And your mother, to look up at that crowd, man, like that is just beautiful, Rob. And I'm so proud of you, man.
I appreciate that. Thanks a lot,
Wayne. The Derrick Henry thing, you're very welcome. The Derrick Henry thing, if he has 30 carries, the Ravens are having a bad year. That's the bottom line. All these people cried when we got Derrick Henry. He's old. How's he going to rush for this? He can't rush 30. He don't need 30. If we're mixing the plays up and everything is going well, he should have 15 to 20 carries.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it.
And most of those, if we're winning, should be in the third or fourth quarter.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mix it up, and we shouldn't have him doing 25, 30 carries.
I agree
with
you. Other
than that, man, you have a great day, Rob, and I greatly appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you as well. I agree. Man, 15 to 20 carries, that's all I want from him. That's it. Closer to 15 to 20. Let's go to Bob and Timonium. What's up, Bob?
How you all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. Before I get to Derrick Henry, let me straighten out this Sean Watson thing. When that girl said she was scared, she rolled him over and got a look at that tallywhacker as well. She was scared after that. So, look, I can cure him all that. Just about the time he wants that back rub, Jeremy pop out of the closet and say, hey, now it's time to play What's Up Your Butt. That's the way they do that.
I'm in.
Look, what just happened?
Like Chris Hansen.
What just happened?
So I'm a bit. I didn't want to follow that guy after because I feel the same way about you and your mom. I shouldn't have. But anyway, on a Derrick Henry thing, 15 carries is good for him. You know, if you're going to tackle that guy, you got to be squared up. You know what I mean? You got to be balanced. And you got to remember, you got Lamar back there. If he just gets you leaning one way or the other, he's going to help Derrick Henry a lot, and Derrick Henry's going to help him. I'm not saying Lamar needs to carry the ball 10 or 12 times, but he can carry it 6 to 8 times, Henry 15 times, and then throw the thing. I mean, I wouldn't wear him out, and he, no way he's 30 times. No way.
No, not at this age. Not ever, really, Bob. That's not how football is played anymore. Thanks a lot for the call. That's not how football is played anymore, folks. I'm sorry. We don't do that in football. Jeremy Kahn tells you all the time, the greatest advantage in offensive football is to throw the football.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like the rules dictate it.
Yeah. You're not taking advantage of the rules.
I give credit to the Steelers because they were a smash mouth football team just like the Ravens. And then when the rules changed, they were like,
Ben Roethlisberger started throwing for 4,000 yards.
Yep.
And winning.
They started drafting more wide receivers and setting the game up for a more of a passing team.
Joe LaCroix is encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, what's going on, man?
Yeah, I had a great night last night. Almost perfect. Went 4-1 in my top plays. I'll tell you about that. Today's slate, WNBA's back. I got one play there.
Almost perfect, like saying you're almost pretty.
Yeah, and I've got a full slate of baseball, which is great. The weather's not very helpful today, but I'll tell you a couple of spots that it stands out, and we'll go from there. That's coming up next right here on the Big Bad Morning.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
And Cody hammers one. Right field, way back and gone. Cody Bellinger, first pitch swinging, a 2-run blast. And just like that, against his former mates, it's 2-0.
There you go. That's courtesy of Marquee Sportsnet.
Hey, Joe, real quick, could you check what movie Almost Paradise was from? Jeremy was singing that to me in the break. And I wanted to know what movie.
Hold on. First off, by the way, call in now for Sebastian Maniscalco tickets. We're giving away a pair, Capital One Arena, September 28th. So call in now, 410-583-1057. Secondly, that was Marquee Sportsnet, and Rob's sorry ass, comes in singing that song, and then I took my earbuds off or my headphones off, and I said, "Hey, what are you singing?" And then he sang it again. I went, "Oh no!" And then now it's stuck in my head. So
that was the number one school dance slow song by you white folks back then.
Yeah. Well, so last night I went 4-1. That was, of course, from the Dodgers Cubs game.
That's a good song.
I said to all the subscribers, and even on the air yesterday, Dodgers Cubs had the best hitting weather of the day. It was hot in L.A., and you had a favorable pitching matchup of Walker Buehler. He can't get anyone out now.
Buehler.
And on the flip side, you weren't scared of the Cubs and Kyle Hendricks because, I mean, look, he's a extreme ground ball pitcher, but a lot of fly ball hitters. Actually, he was okay yesterday.
Did I tell you I randomly watched that movie two weeks ago?
Which movie?
Ferris Buehler.
That was
randomly watched it.
One of A. Poland, Sausage King of Chicago.
Absolutely.
When Cameron was in Egypt land, let my Cameron go. Sorry, that was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. So anyway, yesterday, 4-1. My one miss was the Braves game. It was 1-0, and I had the over there. But as you look at the rest of it, this is something where, you know, the rest of the games really worked out. I felt like I had a good feel for all of them, except for that Braves game where we just didn't get the runs. The guys weren't hitting. On the flip side, we did get that in the Dodgers-Cubs game. We did get the over in the San Francisco-New York Jets game. And we also hit the under on a couple plays with the Angels and the Twins. I gave out the Pirates under yesterday. That wasn't even in my top five by the end of the day when more research getting done. But yeah, overall, it was just a really good night, and happy to see that happened, especially after the Sunday that I had. The last play for you guys that I had last night was the Rays and Phillies. That was my top play, and you didn't really have to sweat that until the ninth inning when they tied it up at 1-1, and then the Phillies scored in the bottom of the ninth. And I'm going to go right back to the well as we have an even better pitching matchup tonight, in my opinion, in that Rays-Phillies game. So as you look at it, we got Ranger Suarez going up against the likes of Taj Bradley. We've talked about it. Bradley can get a lot of strikeouts. Looking at the situation here for Bradley going up against this lineup, he is a right-hander, so it does concern you with the lefties. Total 7.5. Love this spot for an under. Love the Braves and Nats to go over. I know I was there yesterday with the Braves, and their bats just couldn't get it done. Today is a little bit better. It's Ronaldo Lopez, which, look, he's really good. Nats steal a lot of bases, so you got to look at some of those things if they're going to get on, that they can manufacture runs. But on the flip side, for me, it's more about attacking with Atlanta, with Washington. Mackenzie Gore has been really good, but I like this game to go over. I think we see hits. And speaking of the weather, Nats, none of these are great weather spots, by the way. They're just the best of today. Nats over, Cardinals under, Brewers under. And I'm on the Nats over. I'm not on the other two. I do like Seattle a lot against San Diego. Excuse me. Fantastic pitching matchup of Yu Darvish. We don't know if he's completely back. He didn't look great last time out. Going up against George Kirby, who's one of my favorite pitchers in the American League. I like Seattle to pull that one out. I think the Dodgers win tonight. Oh, it's the import game of the year. Yamamoto versus Imanaga. So we get these two guys facing off. It's the first start for Yamamoto since being injured. Dodgers kind of getting healthy at the right time, because if this guy looks like he did, not in that San Diego game, but in the rest of them, that San Diego game that was in Korea, because he looked bad in his first start, but he was lights out until he got hurt. So
Yamamoto.
It's going to be a lot of fun watching that tonight if you can stay up for it. And I think the Mets and Jays under is another good play if you're looking at that sort of thing. In the WNBA, I'll throw one at you. New York and Dallas over 171. Go to a lot of these Dallas games because people shy away from the high totals that they have there. Like, that's a lot of points. Dallas doesn't play defense. You might as well call them Alice. There's no D there. None whatsoever. So these two teams are going to run up and down the floor. Did you like that?
No.
Okay, sorry. I took a shot and just didn't pan out for me. What are you going to do? But New York, Dallas over 171. And as far as baseball today, I'm just looking at the top of the board here. Pablo Lopez, the number one pitcher on the slate. Ranger Suarez, Eddie Spaghetti comes in after his awful start last time out. George Kirby and Chris Bassett. This is the one that kind of threw me for a loop, and one of the reasons why I'm on the Mets and Jays under. You can call it a revenge game for Chris Bassett. I'm not worried about that. But Chris Bassett has had some just god-awful starts this year, and he's still grading out well in the algorithm, so I'm going to trust the algorithm that it's right. He has a good day today against the Mets. Mets and Jays under, I do feel like, is a really good play. My favorite plays for today, I do like the WNBA play to go over. Braves and Nats over, Tampa Bay Philly under, and the Mets Jays under would be my favorite plays thus far, but obviously that can change with some more research after the show is over. So there you go, Rob.
A friend of mine told me that they play a drinking game pretty early in the morning every time you say the word algorithm.
Well, then get drunk. Algorithm.
Pretty early in the morning for that.
Algo.
Mitch at OH Mills. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, what's going on, fella?
Hanging in there. How are you?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm doing good, man. Hey, man, I think we a little overreacting with the Orioles, man. You know, a lot of our players ain't been through a whole season, including, like, you know, fighting for the playoffs. And, you know, they just gassed out. You know, once we get some guys back and, you know, we can, you know, showing up our bench, I think we'll be fine. And, you know, it's, you know, last year we was chasing the Rays the whole time. So we had something to really play for. It was like a neck-and-neck race. And I think we had, like, you know, we're getting chased now. So, you know, we 500 since, you know, the All-Star break, basically. And, you know, we still a top three team in the league. So, ain't nothing to worry about.
Thanks a lot, Mitch.
I agree with him. I'm not concerned on either front, whether we're talking about the Orioles or the Ravens. But I still feel good about both of those teams moving forward. You know, we've talked about this Orioles team. If they get healthy, you're seeing that the Dodgers getting healthy with Yamamoto. Still trying to figure out what the hell's going on with Walker Buehler. Who doesn't look like himself. And, you know, some of the teams getting healthy at the right time. It feels like the Phillies are getting healthy too, but they didn't have the significant injuries that most did. Just a couple of guys on, you know, basically getting a cup of coffee as far as a break goes and then coming back, because they were trotting out some of their youngsters to pitch as well.
So I'm trying to figure out, does anybody have Madden?
I don't play anymore.
I haven't gotten it yet. I got the college football joint.
When is Madden out?
It's got to be out, right? Season started.
Yeah.
About to go to week two. How you going to ask, is Madden out?
I don't know. I don't buy video games anymore.
You know, the game comes out before the season.
I don't know that.
You don't know.
Yeah, see?
You're right. You don't know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, look, man.
Somebody tell me about Madden. I was thinking about getting on a treadmill today and playing some Madden. That's how I watch TV or play a video game on a treadmill. That's how it goes by.
It's kind of a.
Because I ain't running.
Yeah.
I'm doing like 4 miles an hour, is it?
I can't.
For about an hour.
You do it on incline?
When I'm playing a video game, I don't do incline, because at home, But I do incline
at the gym.
At the gym, I'll do. What did I tell you, Joe? What is that workout that you warned me against?
It's a 12 degree incline at 3 miles an hour for 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and then the thing is that you'll burn just as many calories, I think, as running like 3 miles or something.
Joe,
like that.
Joe told me beware of that though, because you can get what, Joe?
Yeah, you had to ease into it, because I started doing that, kind of just went for it, and I gave myself plantar fasciitis.
It's so funny you're saying that, because I have plantar fasciitis, and I also have an issue with running on treadmills. I get shin splints. But I like when I first started working out, my buddy is the one that got me on the incline. Everything's broken.
Soft.
Everything's broken.
You get shin splints and you get called soft.
Soft, man.
I can make that pitch from the mound and not from the grass, though, to hit home plate.
Have you done it yet?
No, nobody's asked me.
Have you done it?
I'll throw it left-handed and it'll be better.
No, I told you what happened, man. I told you what happened. I got caught up in the emotions and I went on the field. And I thought they said celebrate after the touchdown. Yeah, so I spiked it.
So you spiked the ball.
I'd rather have Jeremy do the hot dog race.
Oh, I'd rather eat the hot dogs than race them. Man, I just don't want to move anymore. I want to stay in one spot and just be left alone.
So you like the Robbie stories? Real quick, I got one for you.
So I love the Robbie stories.
He wants to, you know, go to Tampa with me for his birthday. So we're going next month. So every time I leave in the morning, I say, you know, Robbie, have a good day. Who was in charge? I say, Robbie. And I would leave him in charge. So last night he told me, well, when we're in Tampa, I leave baby Stephanie in charge.
He's the best, man.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
I would have been the guy in the room that went, we got to bring up something else real quick. That pitch.
As I was walking to Brandon Hyde, everybody saw the hug. But what people didn't know, he said, yeah, good thing I scooped that one.
Oh, man.
I'm like, yeah, we appreciate it, man. And what people didn't see, the thing that nobody's picked up on, I don't think they picked up on, the Oriole bird was an umpire. The Oriole bird called a strike on a pitch.
It's his strike zone.
He called a strike.
Did I ever?
So while you all are talking trash, I threw a strike.
I tell you the story about my son. He was playing Little League Baseball. He was a pitcher. So he's pitching, and then the umpire, the ball bounces in front of home plate and comes up, and the umpire is like, ah! And I said, the ball bounced in front of the plate. How can it be a strike? And he goes, it's my strike zone. I said, take your drunk ass to the batter's box. This is over at Perry Hall Middle. And I'm like, take your drunk ass to the batter's box. We all know you spent some time there before you came here. Santa Claus looking ass. And now I look like the guy. Oh,
the batter's box. Man, are they still open?
I don't know. It's a nice little spot, though, on Blair Road.
And we just found that's the encore today. The batter's box is now the Rustic Inn.
Yeah.
And I've been to the Rustic Inn before. Remember the batter's box. I know the Rustic Inn. I just didn't relate them as being the same thing now.
Yeah, didn't want anybody to catch a stray. Somebody sent me a text saying that the Rustic Inn has great wings. So
they do?
That's what someone texted me.
I don't know if I've ever eaten at the Rustic Inn.
Okay.
I think the times that I've gone is on Mondays, where the places that I like to go on Mondays are unopened, and they don't serve food on Mondays.
Okay. See, I like...
Which I have no idea why you're open, man.
I like when places end up catching a good stray, if that makes sense. Like, we didn't plan on talking about them, but they got a little publicity out of it.
The Rustic Inn on my way to DeSantis on the opposite side of the street.
Yep.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today is National TV Dinner Day. You can say what you want. When I was young, TV dinners were a delicacy.
Did you like, when I was a kid, I liked the kids one that they made where, like, I forget what they were called now, but all those TV dinners, I had them all the time, and I always liked having that dessert. That brownie always tasted good to me coming out of the microwave when I was a kid. Loved it.
I used to love the Salisbury steak. I would take the gravy and spill it over there in the mashed potatoes. Loved that. When I had the chicken, I would season the chicken before I put it in the oven. I wouldn't eat the TV dinner now if you paid me. I wouldn't. I still fry some bologna, though. Today is also National Ant on a Log Day. Do you know what ant on a log is?
Yeah, it's raisin on peanut butter on a celery stick. Yeah.
Did you know?
Yeah, I did.
Proof of what I said earlier.
Quite.
I had no idea what an ant on a log was.
I never thought about that.
I had no idea. I'm like, what is that? That looks like celery. Yep. Is that cheese? But it's peanut butter.
It's peanut butter.
And what part is the white person part about it?
I don't know. I just never heard of it before.
Like, do black people not eat celery?
No, but I don't think that they're sitting there designing their food to look like something.
I think it's the name and the preparation, you know, if you
like,
would.
We're coming up on Halloween's almost 2 months away, and people love to make their own, like, kind of spooky food things where, and they do it around Christmas time too, because my wife makes like a Santa Claus out of like grapes, marshmallows, and strawberries. So,
marshmallows, and strawberries.
And she makes a Santa Claus out of it or something like that.
So, I guess the strawberries, or you would call them the
strawberries,
would be the body.
Yeah.
And the hat.
The marshmallows would be the buttons.
Yeah. And I think,
what else is it?
His beard could be marshmallows also, too.
I think the grape is the head. And then, like, the strawberries, the hat on top.
He's going to have to make us one and bring it in.
But there's
the
other
grape ones. Is the head?
Yeah. Let's squish it.
Okay. All right, Joe, you may not know this one, so I'm just letting you know now. Some birthdays in sports today would have been Arnold Palmer's birthday, would have been Roger Maris's birthday, would have been Bob Lanier's birthday as well.
Some greats.
Today, Gary Danielson celebrating his 73rd birthday, one of the best college football announcers around.
He's so good. Wasn't he doing an NFL game this? Did he do the Brazil game?
I don't know. Ben Wallace celebrating his 50th today. And Joey Votto celebrating his 41st today.
Joey Votto.
You can play along if you want.
A gift.
Today, Tom Harris and Randy Johnson share a birthday. Who's older?
I'll go big unit.
Randy Johnson.
Okay. You're right. Harris is 60. Big unit is 61. Good job. Good guess.
Well, I'll tell you this much. And by the way, if you haven't watched the Hope Solo doc, definitely go to Netflix and watch that. It was awesome. I learned so much about her. And she was called not only the greatest women's goalkeeper of all time, but the greatest American soccer player of all time by, I think, Alexi Lalas. But anyway, first 1 million people that send me $1 will get a copy of my guide on how to become a millionaire using Facebook. I'm developing a new fragrance for introverts. I got to say this slowly. It's called Leave Me the Fa Cologne.
Ooh, yikes.
I paused. Joe, do you know the difference between Bigfoot and a Yeti? One's a little cooler.
I knew it was going to be something cooler related.
I just got picked for a role in a porn film. I was cast as the husband going to work. I once dated a girl with a wooden leg, but now no longer. I broke it off. And this is an oldie but a goodie, but we all loved it the first time I did it. I saw a guy dip his testicles into a bowl of glitter. Pretty nuts.
Vinny and Hedy up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Tuesday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.